You are listening to the 14th episode of Talk and Rock with GMH.
Let's talk and rock. It's Talk and Rock with GMH.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk rock. I'm your host, GMH, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. So the song of the week is A To Le Monde by Megadeth. This is probably one of my favorite Megadeth songs. I don't listen to a whole lot of Megadeth. I like definitely some of their songs, but this one really stands out to me. First off, it starts with a pretty clean riff, I guess, and then it goes into, and then it's just the guitar and Dave Mustaine's voice for the first little bit. It's just a pretty easygoing song, an easy song to listen to, and it's I definitely recommend you check it out. And if you haven't already, go listen to Megadeth. They're an extremely talented band, and sort of their music just comes together with all, because they're all very talented musicians. Hey guys, so today on the podcast, our special guest is Nathan Canada from the band Beneath the Darkness. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So you're the drummer of the band. How long have you been playing drums for?
I've been playing drums since I was about 7 and taking it seriously, like practicing every day and stuff, since I was about 11 or 12.
And how long has Beneath the Darkness been together for?
So we actually started out in November of 2018.
Yeah.
Is when they asked me to join. And we were actually called Uncontrolled Madness.
Right.
And we were more of like a thrash metal band. We did a lot of just covers and stuff. So yeah, technically it's been like over 2 years, but we've been Beneath the Darkness since I think about 8 months.
Yeah, so you guys started as Uncontrolled Madness. What made you decide to switch to Beneath the Darkness?
Well, we actually had a couple different members when we were Uncontrolled Madness.
Yeah.
And we were switching our sound, and we just wanted to like almost start fresh. So we changed our name, we had a couple new people, and we were just like, yeah, we want to switch it up, and you know, that's about it.
Yeah, so you had some lineup changes. Was that a hard transition?
Honestly, not really, because when we got new people, like, we worked so well.
Yeah.
And so our old bass player had left, and the new bass player is Liam.
Yeah.
He joined, and we worked really well with him, and it was great.
And how did you guys all meet or know each other?
Well, we went to this place called School of Rock.
Yeah.
And me, the old bass player, Nalin, which is our vocalist, and our old guitar player, Leo, we were all jamming at School of Rock, and we were doing some open mics and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how the game or the band became.
I interviewed Mike from School of Rock for a podcast. How has School of Rock affected your musical journey?
So like one thing, like School of Rock basically allowed me to get stage experience, show experience, getting, you know, those like nervous, like stage feelings and stuff. And like taught me a lot about how to play live. And
yeah,
just the whole live experience. So that's like one massive thing I take from School of Rock.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that.
And who are some of your biggest inspirations in music?
My biggest inspirations are just drummers and stuff. Like Anthony Barone, which is a death metal drummer. He's like big inspiration for me. And in terms of just musical inspiration, just some of like my favorite bands, like North Lane and this band called Alpha Wolf.
Nice.
Yeah. big inspirations for me.
And you were saying earlier that your band's sound sort of changed a little bit. When did you decide to sort of move to like one specific genre?
Well, it was at first we weren't really liking the songs we were doing.
Yeah.
And that was partly because of different opinions in the band. So once the band kind of changed and the lineup changed,
right,
we all kind of liked the same kind of thing and wanted to play the same thing. And it just kind of naturally turned into deathcore. So,
yeah. And so you guys have two singles out. What was the writing process like for those two songs?
So the first song, Never Safe Again, that one we had written a while ago, and we had basically been playing that live a lot, and we knew that one really well.
Yeah.
And for that one, we all sit together and we just throw ideas back and forth.
Yeah.
And we just work really well together. And that's how that song came about. And then for Fractured, which is the other single, Ruslan had a bunch of riffs put together. Yeah. We didn't make the song at that point. And like a couple days before the studio, we put that song together, finalized it, and we decided, okay, we're going to record these two. Because we have a couple other songs that we play, but we didn't get the chance to record them all. So yeah.
And what was the recording process like? Where did you record?
We recorded at Bedside Studios. It was a great experience. We got free studio time because we had won Battle of the Bands. So free studio time. It was super great. It was awesome working with Len. He's the producer there.
Yeah.
And yeah. Songs turned out great.
So you won Battle of the Bands. How many times has your band done that?
So that was actually our first year doing it.
Okay.
Because the year before, we just didn't feel prepared and didn't sign up quick enough, and it just wasn't a great idea for us. This year we did it, and yeah, we won. Big surprise, honestly. We were very excited.
Yeah. And how did the Battle of the Bands here in Winnipeg help you gain more of a fan base?
Well, just I think the fact that we got the free studio time and the free merchandise as well, it just gave our band a big boost, because it's one thing to be a band, but it's another thing to be a band with music out for people to listen to. So honestly, that was the biggest thing, and it was so great.
And those two songs, they're really cool. How are you able to sort of get an original sound on those songs?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. Like, honestly, the riffs and stuff, they all came from Ruslan and our bass player, Liam. Like, they wrote some crazy stuff. And in terms of vocals, like, Nalan does it all. Like, we don't even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just kind of put them together, and I guess they sound good.
And also, what was the experience like to be in a studio? And was it hard to pick? Like, did you guys only have a certain amount of songs that you were able to record?
So we only had, I don't remember the exact amount of time we had, but we only had a certain amount of hours to record. And the producer Len had never heard our stuff. So he was unsure of how much we can do in the time.
Yeah.
Turns out we got to do two, and it was great. But we have like four or five songs that we can play live that are good to go. And yeah, so we just chose the two, in our opinion, ones we like the most, and decided to go with that.
Okay. And do you have any advice for beginner musicians or drummers?
Yeah. So honestly, just practice. I mean, everyone says that. It's just the best. And in terms of being a band and stuff, I mean, I don't know much, but what I would say is just write songs. Like, try to stay away from covers. Covers are fun at first. It's a good way to get started.
Right.
But you want to do as much original music as you can. And that's just, in my opinion, the best way to do it.
Yeah. And I have a question. So you're a very talented drummer. How much practice has gone into your drumming?
You know what? I don't practice like insane amounts. I practice probably an hour a day, sometimes more, sometimes less. It's more about like what you practice, and I don't just jam out to songs all the time. It's a lot of, you know, metronome work, rudiments, just stuff that'll just make you better over time.
Yeah.
And a lot of practice pad work too. That has helped me a ton in the past like year.
Yeah, well, I'm a musician too, and I definitely do some drumming, but I focus more on guitar and vocals.
For sure.
But it's definitely like you don't even really realize that you're practicing. It kind of just feels like for me that I'm just playing, right?
Yeah, for
sure.
Like
I'll go and pick up my guitar and just play it for an hour and be like, I'm just doing this for fun. And I don't even realize that I'm honestly improving every time I play something.
Yeah, it's if you're thinking too hard about practicing, it's not going to be fun. Like you got to, for me, like doing the speedy stuff and the rudiments, like I find that fun, honestly. So for the most part, so it's great fun. You just got to make sure that you're not pushing yourself and hating it, because then eventually, you know, you'll just drop it.
Yeah. What are some of the coolest experiences that you've had as a drummer or with your band?
Well, honestly, as a band, that Battle of the Bands experience was so great. Like, we were on the stage waiting to, like, hear the placements. And, like, everyone, they counted down from, like, 8 to 1st. And it's just, as every band got checked off, we just got more and more excited. And it was so great. And for me as a musician, I think it was playing with Mike from Cancer Bats on drums. This was a School of Rock. And I forget his name, but dude from Comeback Kid. And I was playing bass. So, and just playing with those guys on stage, it was so fun. And it was awesome.
I actually interviewed the guitarist from the Cancer Bats. They're a cool band.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they're great.
So you were in... I'm friends with Rakim. You were in the band Cause of Death, right?
Yep.
So I know that you guys split up, but you guys opened up for Soulfly, right, at the park?
Yeah, that was
amazing. How was that experience?
It was, holy shit, I was very nervous. I was basically shaking backstage because I was so scared to like go up there and play, and I know a couple of Soulfly guys were watching, and it was big crowd. It was very nerve-wracking, but once we got into the flow of things, it was great. It was our best show, it was awesome. I got to play my kit up on stage, my cymbals. It was just totally awesome.
And what was it like transitioning into a little bit of a bigger venue and having, you know, a bit of a bigger crowd than just playing at like Bulldog or something like that?
It was, like I said, extremely nerve-wracking and just also exciting. Like, it was, I didn't think, you know, I would be doing that. And it's not like, I don't know. It's just great. That's all I can say.
And what are some of your favorite songs to play on the drums?
Ooh. I uploaded a cover recently, so that one was Members Only by Veil of Maya. Kind of progressive, and that's like my favorite song to drum to right now. It's nice. Stuck in my head. So yeah, probably that.
And before we wrap this up, is there anything else that you would like to add or say?
Yeah, so you can check out my band Beneath the Darkness on Instagram, Facebook, and I think we have one of our songs on YouTube. And you could also check me out on Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everything, YouTube. It's just Nathan Canada.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the 14th episode of Talkin' to Rock with GMH. Thank you once again to Nathan Canada. I look forward to hearing more of your band Beneath the Darkness. I'm GMH, signing off.
Let's talk and rock. It's Talkin' Rock with GMH.